You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
4 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, and that means it's time for a little football talk, a little Patriots talk. We are counting down the days. We are now 20 days away to the start of training camp down in Foxborough. Mike Vrabel, Drake May, and the 10-plus win Patriots, question mark? Open things up down there. We'll be interesting to see, by the way, Ted, before we get into our question of the day, the energy, and I don't mean on the field, the energy in the stands, the bleachers. Remember those old shots of when they would open the gates and people would like sprint to try to get good positioning for seats and autographs and all that? There wasn't a lot of that last year.
Not last year, no.
And I'll be interested to see how much energy there is from Patriot Nation buying into this team early on in late July, early August.
Do you think the Patriots could have had a better offseason than they had this year? What I mean, if you were to grade their offseason as far as decision moving on from Gerard, the timing of it, the hiring of Mike Vrabel, the draft, the free agency, everything, do you think they could have done better than what they did?
I would say yes. And what I would say is add a higher end receiver. Okay. Stephon Diggs got people excited, but at the ACL, a little older. Like a DK Metcalf or a Terry McLaurin, who's now a rumor, if that would be the way to go from a A- to an A+, or whatever you think, that
gotcha.
Little jump.
Gotcha.
But no, for the most part, as Vrabel himself said, we won March, and we thought he won April by winning the draft. Like,
yeah.
Things are looking pretty good.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
There's reason for optimism, so we'll keep an eye on the crowds. But we're obviously going to be down there. We're going to be keeping an eye on the field and position battles, players, surprise cuts, all those things that become talking points in July and August. Before we get into today's question, I wanted to just revisit the poll results from the question we had the other day, which was who is under the most pressure of people not named Mike Vrabel and Drake May? And you just talked to Giardi about it. And he liked your Josh McDaniels answer because that was a good answer based on the poll. So the options we gave were my answer, Will Campbell, your answer, Josh McDaniels, Fitzy's answer, Milton Williams, and then I said other. And we did get a lot of replies with other options, but Will Campbell won the voting with 47%, followed by 42% for Josh McDaniels. Then it was 7% for Milton Williams and 4% for others. Some of the others included the boss man, Robert Kraft, has some pressure on him. Two worst seasons in the history of his ownership, he said, his words, not mine, you know, to get this thing going. One-year coach in Gerard Mayo, who he had to pull the plug on immediately to hire Vrabel. Like, he needs some of this to show it's going in the right direction, too. So there is some pressure on Kraft, but Will Campbell won the voting in our poll in terms of who's under the most pressure. And I would say that's funny because it's both literal and figurative, because there's going to be big, long-armed, fast men trying to kick his ass on every single
play. It's such a position that you can't run or hide.
Right.
You know, there's times that I might mess up on a play, and you would never know it.
Right.
Because there's just a lot of bodies in there.
Yep.
You're all alone out there on that left side.
And you're all alone protecting a guy who might be a $500 million player if you do your job right, right? By the time he signs his contract, that's a big money guy behind you named Drake May. So, yeah, people will be watching. People will be keeping track. But today's question on 4 o'clock football here on WEEI Afternoons, which Patriots player is most primed for a breakout season in 2025? So optimistic, right? If they're going to be good, there's going to be some breakout years, surprise contributors, guys not only living up to but surpassing expectations. Can I pose one first?
Please, by all
means. Okay. I don't want to play Fitzy's side of the street here, but I think Travion Henderson, the rookie second round running back, has a legitimate chance to be a rookie of the year type candidate, a legitimate chance to be a key contributor on this offense, a guy who we've seen it. He has the speed and the electric playmaking ability to catch the ball and go to the house, mm-hmm. or run the ball, hit a hole, hit a seam, go to the house. I'm not saying he's going to be your workhorse, but we're trending toward an NFL with Jahmyr Gibbs, for example, the role he had in Detroit, where you're not an every down guy, but when you're out there, the defense is afraid of you because you could take it to the house on any play. Mm-hmm. I think Travion Henderson could be a real, real key cog in this offense and a star that people fall in love
yeah,
with.
Yeah, interesting. It's hard to argue against that. Obviously, I just think there's going to be a lot of quick passing games. I think he's a much better receiver than Ramondre Stevenson, and so I see him being involved in more third down packages. Thus, being if you're a third down player, you know, it's the money down. You usually are kind of a big time player. You know, you make big plays, and so I think he'll be out there more in those kind of crunch situations there on third down. I would not surprise me if he does have a breakout year. I just think he's a dynamic back. You saw how important, you know, it's funny how trends work in the NFL. You know, for several years, the NFL did not put much stock in running backs.
Yep.
And then last year, the Super Bowl winner, the straw that stirred the drink for that winning Super Bowl team, the Philadelphia Eagles, was a running back.
Yep.
And so I love running backs just because I have so much respect because I had to go against them. Tight ends, and a lot of times those two positions just don't get their due. But they're hugely important to offenses.
Do you also subscribe to sort of the accepted idea theory that a running back is one of the easier positions as a rookie to come in,
yes,
contribute,
yes, yes,
get reps,
it is,
get opportunities?
I would say so. The hardest part for, I think, a rookie running back is just blitz pickup.
Right.
But I was at mini camp for a couple days, as you guys know, and I saw some advanced blitzes coming at Travion. And, man, he had them, like, no problem. So they will, and you always hear this about Josh McDaniels, he'll never put a guy out there running back that can't pick up the blitz. Mm-hmm. So if he can pick up the blitz, which it looks like he can, and that was one of the things coming in from college was how good he was at picking
up
blitz.
Yep, absolutely.
Then that, to me, that's all you need to really worry about. He's got that covered. Then he'll probably play a lot.
I'm looking forward to it. Okay, who you got?
You know, this is a guy that needs to have a breakout year. And am I an a-hole for suggesting a guy that's coming off of blood clots needs to have a big year? But I got to see something more out of Christian Barmore. I've never been that impressed with him. And people think he's a dominating player. He was a guy that was drafted, in the early second round?
Yep.
But then thought, you know, he could have gone high first. I've never seen it. He got paid. I mean, a record salary.
Second biggest guarantee for a New England Patriot in history, only behind Tom Brady.
It's incredible. I've never seen a player, the Patriots pay a player that had done so little to get that money. And so, to me, there's a lot of pressure on him. Assuming he's healthy, he should have a breakout year, particularly with Milton Williams now. So Milton Williams is going to command double teams. So that means that Christian Barmore should have more one-on-one opportunities. I get to the quarterback, bro. Make more of an impact. I got to see more out of him.
Yeah, he was a guy I considered. He was on my sort of group of five or six of them. And I do think the Milton Williams addition, because 2 years ago when Barmore was pretty good, he got double teamed a lot. And that is that's a tip of the hat from the opposing offensive line. Like, you're the guy we care about. We start with you. Well, with Milton Williams, who makes more money than him now, he's the $100 million man next to the $90 million man. Mm-hmm. He may get more attention, and that may bring opportunities for Barmore because there is definitely talent there. He definitely has and I'm not saying he's this guy, but there's a little Richard Seymour to him in terms of athletic
size. You think size
power? Yeah, I think there is a Yeah, there's a package there that can be Seymourian and impactful for a defensive line. And if he's kind of the second fiddle there, absolutely he could ride the coattails of Milton Williams to actually getting to the quarterback, putting some numbers up, making some plays, not just being a guy you pay to eat up a couple blockers to let other people make plays. So I think he's a guy, and he needs to. Like, at some point, you got to poop or get off the pot kind of thing with him.
Yeah.
Especially, I know the blood clots are a health thing, not a football thing, but, you know, at some point, you got to get back. It's your job.
I know. And I do. Can I just real quick? So I played against Tommy Frazier, going back for Nebraska, who had blood clots. And he missed a lot of this. My senior year, you know, it was his sophomore year or whatever. He missed a lot of games. He came back, though, and then they came back again, right? It's one of those things that it just because it goes away doesn't mean it won't come back again. So you got to be careful. But hopefully that's behind him, and he can be the player that we all think he should be.
All right, my next guy is a guy I think you're going to push back against. I think you might push back against strongly. Pop Douglas. I bought into him. Oh, you got him on the list. Okay. Pop Douglas, I thought was going to be better last year than he was. And for a lot of reasons, it didn't work out. I actually didn't love his attitude. I thought he kind of, in that group of Javon Baker, and I thought he got dragged down and became a meme and a negative guy Polk.
Bad coaching.
Yes. There was a lot of layers to it. So I'm kind of just giving him.
I think they brought him down.
Yes. A little mulligan that was just a bad year, because I do think he's quick. I do think he is more than just a traditional slot receiver. I do think he can make some plays that are catch and run, get down the little Deion Branch-esque a little bit, because I never thought Deion was the traditional slot receiver. He was small and he was quick and he could get open fast, but he also had a more robust route tree, I guess we would say. And Pop Douglas, even if he is just a slot, we know Josh McDaniels likes slot receivers. They are a big part of his offense traditionally over the years, where it is a volume position. If you can get open and catch the football in Josh McDaniels' offense as a slot receiver, you're going to get targeted a boatload of times, not just here, right? Hunter Renfrow did it. Other guys have done it in other offenses for Josh McDaniels. So I think Pop Douglas is going to be targeted whatever it is, 140 times or something this year. And I don't think it's crazy if everything – if you're right and they have a good year for the Patriots, I don't think it's crazy for him to catch 90 to 110 balls in this offense as a volume guy. I really don't.
You know,
Am I overly optimistic?
No, because when you think about it, like you go, okay, I mean, they do have two quality tight ends, and I think they might even have a third. I like kind of the tight ends. When I was watching them at minicamp, they got, you know, besides Hunter Henry and Austin Hooper, they have some other guys that I think can be. I get the point is they don't have a dominating wide receiver room,
right?
That I think where it's like you know Steph Diggs, unless if he's just having a breakout year and you're feeding him balls, that can impact the DeMario's targets. But I think from everything I'm hearing is they're really loving Pop, and that being Josh, he's a guy that was going to work the middle of the field. The best friend for a quarterback is always the guys that work the middle of the field.
Yep,
and get open fast. And I think, and that's what Pop does. So it's not the craziest thing to think that he could have 90 catches. You know, the only thing I might is push back is, though, okay, you know, this is a team that's going to want to be ground and pound, ball control.
Yep.
And, you know, back in the day when Tom was here, you know, Wes Welker would get 90 catches. I mean, hell, he got over 100 all the time. You know, Julian Edelman. But it was Tom Brady, and they weren't like this ball control offense. It was open. So – the only thing I would push back is that I think there's going to be more of a slower-paced offense. So 90's a lot, but I wouldn't be surprised if he did.
And maybe he just leads the team in catches. Maybe 90's too many, and maybe he's just
is more realistic.
The leader in receptions. Yeah. Okay, who's the next one for you, the last one for you?
It's an obvious.
Okay.
Christian Gonzalez.
Okay.
So you go, okay, well, you know.
He was All-Pro last year.
He was. So I'm thinking first-team All-Pro.
Okay.
I'm thinking maybe Defensive Player of the Year.
Whoa.
Kind of thing is Whoa. Where I'm going.
Depoy.
I think he's got a little defensive player of the year kind of qualities to him. I think
Steph Gilmore.
A top five, top 10 defensive player in the league. And so I'm going with Christian Gonzalez. Even though last year he was second team all pro, I expect him to go to first team. And, you know, I think if he stays healthy, he's a guy that would be trending to a a nice HOF kind of career.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
So we just went from All Pro to Defensive Player of the Year to, you mean big HOF, gold
big,
jacket
HOF? Big HOF.
Not red jacket HOF. Big, I mean, that'll get there too.
You know, he's tougher than he gets credit for.
Wow.
His when he plants his back foot and breaks on the ball, there's not a guy that plants and gets to the ball faster than Christian Gonzalez.
Wow. You know, so, he left Colorado, right, and ended up at Oregon.
Yeah.
There's still a little buff love there. I know how you work.
Yeah.
I know there's still a little buff love there. Bit. All right, Christian Gonzalez, breakout year on the way to a Hall of Fame career. Ted Johnson likes him, the Patriots, this year. We also got
17th overall pick, and a lot of people thought he should have been a top 10.
Oh, he absolutely should have gone much higher. Yeah. And that's going to play out more and more over the years. That's going to become more and more of a steal where they got him in the draft. But Travion Henderson, Pop Douglas, Christian Barmore, Christian Gonzalez, those are your candidates here, 4 o'clock football for breakout seasons for the Patriots in 2025. Up next, we do something that we do occasionally here on WEEI Afternoons. It's a TED Talk. And this was my idea because I legitimately want to know. This is one where I'm just going to become the listener, sit back, maybe ask a couple questions. Ted Johnson's going to give you top 5 running backs that he is proud or enjoyed tackling, favorite guys to tackle in his career, and then the top 5 dream list of running backs that he never got to tackle. Maybe they played before him or after him. Ted's top 5 tackles. Tacklees, what he wanted to tackle in his career. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Zach.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yo, gimme what's trending. In case you didn't notice, there's been a bit of a trend or theme for our rejoins today. Enjoying a little USA, USA, before we eat hot dogs, drink beer, and blow some things up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or whatever you like to do. I don't want to generalize. That'll just be my day.
I got a fun list of fireworks, names of fireworks. I sent my money to my sister. I'm going out to Winterset, Iowa in a few weeks.
Yeah.
And so they sell fireworks out there, you know. But I'll be out there after the 4th. So I told her, go buy a bunch of fireworks before the end of the 4th so that when we come out in 2 weeks with the kids, we can blow crap up. It's so it's so fun. Oh, it's a blast.
But be safe. Be safe if you do it anywhere. We don't want any injuries. We're going to do a little TED Talk. That means it's time to roll the TED Talk open.
It's time for a TED Talk.
There's a football player, that Ted Johnson.
Smacked down. He hit a pothole that time in the form of Ted Johnson.
Stories from on and off the field from three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson.
Ted Johnson scrapes right into Jerome Bettis' face and puts him on his back.
This guy is going to be one of the best inside linebackers in football.
On WEEI Afternoons.
I'm not going to lie, I kind of like that intro. Good intro.
You should. It's all about you and your greatness.
It's just...
we bow down to you.
Good music. No, I mean, you know, Pat Summerall and John Madden, those guys were legendary. So my assignment for TED Talk, Andy came up with the idea, you know, Ted, what are your favorite, you know, running backs to play against? And maybe what your five of your favorites that you played against, and then five of your guys that you maybe wish you could have played against. So that's what was that was my homework assignment. And so with the help of Zach and Jacob, we put a little, hopefully, a fun TED Talk for you. So people like to ask me all the time who the best running back I ever played against was. And you ready, Zach? Let's go. This is the guy that I always say was the toughest I ever had to go against. Listen up.
That was spectacular. First and goal from the 9-yard line. Davis with the toss. Inside the five. Did he get in? He did. Touchdown.
Terrell Davis.
Wow.
Denver Broncos, the toughest. Had a short career.
Yep.
His injury made it short. But I always thought it was the combination of Terrell and the Broncos offensive lines that were so hard to play against. Alex Gibbs, probably one of the best offensive line coaches, coached that line. Tom Nalen, he was a great center at BC, became their anchor of a hell of a center for the Denver Broncos. But Terrell Davis, I always tell running backs, the best running backs are the guys that when they hit you, they fall for two more yards.
Yeah.
So a lot of guys, you hit them, they stop. Terrell, you hit him, and he falls for two more yards. Big difference between second and eight and second and six.
So if I look through highlights, I'm going to find him falling forward over Ted Johnson for two more yards?
You know what? Not my best games. I'm not going to lie. Not my best games. But you know who I did have good games against was this next running back.
Pumps. Goes to Edgerrin James. Beauty. James. Slips a tackle and is in for the touchdown.
Edgerrin James, one of the toughest guys I ever went against. And I always said the key to stopping Peyton Manning is to stop Edgerrin James.
Yep.
What does that mean, Ted? So you always want to have two safeties deep whenever you play Peyton Manning so that you have help over the top for your corners. But if you're going to have two safeties deep to stop Peyton's passing attack, you better stop Edgerrin with just seven guys in the box. And so I took a very personal to make sure that got done. I'm looking at one of these games. One of the last games I ever played, in fact, the last game I played in Gillette Stadium, the 2004 AFC Divisional Playoff game against this high-flying Colts offense that came in and scored 3 points. And let's see, what did Edgerrin do that day? 14 carries, 39 yards, an average of 2.8. So not very good.
Nice.
So
how many tackles you have?
What did I have? Let's see. Teddy Johnson. What did I have? Oh, I had about five tackles.
Okay. That's not bad.
And so that was Edgerrin James, one of the best I ever went against. All right, this next guy was a special player. And I first noticed him when he was at San Diego State.
Oh, yeah.
And this guy came in, and he just had a unique style about him. And one of the best overall running backs, receivers, running backs you will find. Take a listen.
First down, Colts at the 11-yard line to get a ball. Break through at 3, 10, 5, down to the goal line. Touchdown!
Marshall Faulk. Well, one of the best I ever played against, just smooth.
Yeah.
So smooth. Not big and bruising, just had the ability to kind of not take hits squarely, just kind of move his shoulder or sidestep in a way that you couldn't get solid hits on him. So Marshall Faulk, one of the best I ever played against. All right, next one is the one of my favorite teams to ever play was this team against this running back. And I talked to some guys after I retired that played on these teams. And funny little story, But take a listen. This is one of the best I ever played against and the best all time from a statistical standpoint.
Right in front of Ricky Reynolds, bothered by an ankle problem. Here's Smith. A couple of yards short of the first down again. Ted Johnson makes the stop.
And Randy, here's what they were doing in the first half. Running between the tackles with Emmitt Smith. Just using those big offensive linemen, creating just enough of a crease to get him through the line.
Ted Johnson tackling Emmitt Smith, the all-time rushing leader?
So I will say this. It was the quintessential. There's two games in my career that I would say they were losses, but they were wins for a team. The moral victory type game.
Yep.
And the first one was in 1996. We played the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas. They had won the Super Bowl the year prior, and we lost to them 12-6. They kicked four field goals, never got a touchdown. And you know what? We never lost a game again until the Super Bowl against the Green Bay Packers. But that day, what did Emmitt Smith have? 27 carries, 85 yards for an average of 3.1.
It's not
bad. What did Johnson have? 11 total tackles.
Ooh, Doug.
Nine solos. So what?
Nine solo tackles.
Is one of my favorite. And then I don't have a highlight for him, but number five on my list of guys that I had a lot of respect for, and this one is Mike Alstott. Ooh. We played the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 1997, and we got drilled. Mike Alstott and Wart Dunn were in the backfield.
Yeah.
Right?
A little thunder and lightning.
And what they do is they'd have Mike Alstott go between fullback and tailback.
Right.
Soft ass poo as a fullback. I mean, just.
Really?
I was like, really, Mike? This is all you got?
Wart Dunn. Is he bigger than you?
His legs are. Two of my legs put together is one of his legs.
But soft, huh? Didn't want to block?
As a blocker. Huh. As a runner?
Just wanted the ball.
So Wart Dunn, with him blocking, Wart Dunn, 14 carries for 36 yards. Mike Alstott averaged almost 6 yards a carry. He was a tough, tough, tough runner. All right, here we go. This next highlight, now we're getting into the guys I
wish
I could have played. This guy is kind of largely considered the best to ever play. Take a listen.
People had to make up signs like that. I mean, they ought to just, you know, go to their home. Just a matter of time before everyone on this team is going to be heard from. You think you got him tackled? No. I mean, that's by keeping your feet going and making Sanders move.
Making Sanders move. He had some of the best open field moves and spins
yep,
you'll ever
Harlan
see.
Yep, Harlan Barnett, right, is the one who got spun back.
Patriots,
it's one of the most famous
highlights.
Clips ever. So you never...
I never played against Barry.
But you were contemporaries.
Just for a year.
Only one year or two,
yeah. And not for very long.
And you didn't, yeah, so he was dominant. People who, I think he gets forgotten a little bit now. If you go, I always say, like, Barry Sanders, Bo Jackson are some of the people, kids, go YouTube it. Because they did things that just, you're wow. You don't need analytics. You don't need numbers or statistics. Just watch the highlights, the things they could physically do.
And Barry retired long before he really needed to.
Yes, very early.
It was because he just was done with the organization, right? He didn't get paid he wanted or
pay. They weren't good, yeah. like wear and tear. Like, why am I doing this if you guys aren't all in? You know, there's a story that Bill reached out to him that there was a consideration of him coming to the Patriots. I don't know how far it got down the road.
Not Belichick, because he was already retired by then.
Yeah, no, come out of retirement.
Come out of retirement.
Yes.
Okay.
There is a story. I can Google it. I believe Bill told it on the member. He did the 100 greatest players or whatever NFL Network. And I think Barry was on set, or when they were announcing Barry, he talked about there were some conversations of trying to, I believe, get him to come out of retirement.
I never heard that story. That's fascinating.
Hopefully it's true.
Before I play the next and last highlight, I just want to give you a few more names that I wish I played against but never did. I loved Roger Craig. Remember
the high stepping
Roger Craig?
Absolutely, that offense.
You remember who his fullback was?
Tom Rathman.
Yep, yep. I love those offenses.
You're not going to sneak a fullback past me.
I guess not, obviously. I just loved his style. The most unique running style.
Yep.
Other than maybe the next guy on my list, Walter Payton. You know, sweetness was just, I think.
Holding the ball out.
I think he probably would have been the hardest guy to ever play against. Just the power, the speed, the agility. So him, and then also two guys, Christian Okoye, Derrick Henry. Those two guys, I just think, would have been fun to play against. And then now I give you my last guy, my idol growing up. The first number I ever wore was his. When I was we played the Carolina Panthers down in Houston. I was a captain that year, and so at before the game, honorary captain for the Super Bowl was the best to me in my mind to play the running back. Take a listen.
Here goes Earl Campbell. He knocked Robertson on his back.
Earl Campbell is strong.
He put his
shoulders into your chest.
15, 10, 5, touchdown, Earl Campbell.
So Earl is one of my favorite players. And so my dad had season tickets to the Oilers.
That could have been hellacious. If you went to tackle him, no disrespect to you. But the commentator there says he puts his pads into your... No. He would put his head square between your chest plate. He would.
He did.
And you are probably doing the same thing. Yeah. It could have been one of those like Rocky, you know, when they knock each other out at the same time? That would have been a collision of epic proportions.
No doubt. The famous highlights of him basically lowering his shoulder... and the guys, he is from where is he from? Tyler, Texas, which is out in the woods there, about 4 hours outside of Houston. One of the sweetest, nicest gentlemen you'll ever meet. His nickname was the Tyler Rose. Famous run. I think it was a Monday night game against the Dolphins where he hits a guy on the sideline and the guy kind of pulls his shoe off. And so he's running without a shoe and his socks kind of flopping as he's running. Earl Campbell.
Also some torn jersey ones, too, where people are ripping on the old jerseys.
Get this. So before he even got to the NFL, at Texas, he had rushed for 4,444 yards. And then he gets to the NFL, and Bum Phillips just ran him into the ground.
Right.
So he can't hardly walk, and he almost needs a wheelchair now. But you talk about a guy that gave his everything he had to the game. That's a Tyler Rose, Earl Campbell, one of my favorite all-time players.
Couple that I'm interested aren't on your list. Like one, Jim Brown. Is he a consideration or just sort of?
You know, it's one of those I have to read about Jim Brown in the books. You know, I never saw him play, so it's hard for me to really visualize what it would be like playing. But I think he would. He was like, I mean, Earl Campbell and Walter Payton and mixed in one, right?
Right. MVP and great athlete, lacrosse player, changed the sport of lacrosse at Syracuse, like the rules, because he was so dominant they had to like change it for kind of like they had to do for Tiger with golf courses.
Yeah.
Changed the game. The question I would have of the guys, you know, the dream guy, like what kind of running back did you hate to play against? I'm assuming you didn't mind power guys. You felt like you could match physicality. Scat backs.
Guys like Marshall Faulk scared me.
Yeah.
Just give me a bigger target, Jerome Bettis, an Eddie George, you know, a bigger guy running through the hole. That's a bigger target. And so it's the guys, you know, who was probably the toughest. And I can't believe this is my bad. I totally forgot. I'm embarrassed to admit. It's in my draft class. Curtis Martin. Curtis Martin was the kind of guy that when he gets in the open field and he stops and he starts doing the stutter step and then he cuts and it goes one door direction, his explosive power to get away from you, he's right there and you're about to grab him and then he's gone.
Right.
Curtis Martin in the open field is one of the best running backs I've ever seen, played against or played with.
What about Bo Jackson?
Forgot about Bo. That's a good call.
That's one there.
That's a good call.
But he's also one that could embarrass you because the power, the speed, the everything.
Well, ask the boss.
Ferocity. Yeah. You ask the boss.
Famous.
He changes
famous,
the perception
famous
of your
play
whole
in the Monday night game.
Character. That is the boss changed.
Put his helmet right in the boss's chest.
Absolutely. All right. That was a TED Talk. That was a fun look back at.
Thanks for your help, guys.
Yes. Nice job, Zach Coe. Nice job, boys. And some of the guys Ted Johnson enjoyed tackling, some that he never got a chance to tackle, but a little bit look back. Looking ahead, up next on WEEI Afternoons, we do need to spend just a couple minutes here on the Boston Celtics. This Dame Lillard thing continues to kind of just percolate. He's out there. Would you want him? How much would he cost? Where's he going to end up? Could he go back to Portland's been thrown out there? So there's some different theories on where Dame Lillard could end up once he's officially let go from the Milwaukee Bucks. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You like this one, Ted?
Oh, it's
not a Toby Keith guy.
I've never heard the song.
The late, great Toby Keith. Unfortunately.
Oh, how did he pass?
Cancer. Okay. Some very fast liver, some sort of organ cancer.
Oh, it's too bad. I didn't realize that.
At like 60 or 61, early.
Yeah.
Really, too. I like Toby Keith.
Yeah, Toby Keith's awesome.
Stuff like this and then like Red Solo Cup and some of the fun stuff. Yeah, this is a badass American song right here.
Is it wrong? Not to get political, I probably. But this big, beautiful bill, are we going to be singing 4th of July songs this time next year?
I'm not so sure.
The effects of that big, beautiful bill comes into effect. And
well, we know the tariffs are going to, the price of fireworks are going to go through the roof.
Yeah.
Miller Lite's already gone up 13%, I read.
That top 1%. Do we have a lot of top 1%ers listening to our show, you think? Probably not.
Yeah. Probably not. I don't think that's our target audience.
Yep.
We do have some very affluent listeners. If you want to spend some money with the show, they have money to spend with you. Like, Hey Dude and other companies out there that might be interested. That was Toby Keith.
The late, great Toby Keith.
But that was Spears. What's his first name? Marcus Spears?
Spears, yep.
On ESPN, talking about the top five landing spots for Dame Lillard, and number five on the list, you made the top five Celtics, is your Boston Celtics. And I know we talked a little bit about this, the fit. He said, well, what are, in 2 years from now when he's rehabbed, what are the Celtics? Championship contender. I don't know about that. I don't know. This smells like one of those, and we've seen a lot of these in recent years. The best example was Phoenix, but we'll just put together all-stars, and that means they're going to be a championship contender, and they're going to be great.
Have you not learned? I mean, there's a million examples that say that doesn't always work.
I mean, the Bucks would be an example with Dame Lillard.
Bucks, the Nets.
Yeah.
Phoenix.
I'm not saying he's not a good player, because he is a good player at times in Portland. He was one of the more enjoyable players in basketball to watch. Dame time and all that out there. And
who's his sidekick, though? I mean, he had a who's his?
DeMar DeRozan.
There you go, Bubba.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he had DeMar DeRozan, too.
Yep.
So keep that in mind.
I don't really, and I think there would be a weirdness. I know they alluded to, he could rehab with Jason Tatum, and, there'll be Pat. All right, who's shooting the ball at the end? Is Tatum going to be okay when he's not shooting at the end because it's Dame time? So I love the theory because the theory is financially driven. It's a great player who, because of a quirk in the CBA and another team's books, you could have the opportunity to get cheap. But I just don't know that he fits. Like, all these scenarios I don't love. These all feel like, I won't say desperation moves, but a little desperation-y. Even the pointing to the 2027 free agent class feels desperate. What happened to the team that was just built for this era with Tatum and Brown, the pillars upon which you're going to get multiple banners, and now we're like hoping you can get 34-year-old Dame Lillard off a torn Achilles to not play defense?
It doesn't. And if Frazoka was here, I'd want him to chime in. But it's kind of like these teams, it feels like, Andy, is that they feel like their window's closing and they kind of make last-ditch efforts.
Yes.
Like the Warriors bringing in Jimmy Butler,
yep.
The Lakers bringing over Luka, and they just go, you know what? You never know. Maybe you catch, Magic in a Bottle? Was that the
Lightning
the,
in a Bottle?
Lightning in a Bottle. Excuse me. Where you just like
yeah,
catch
magic
lightning
in a bottle too.
Lightning
want.
In a bottle. Where you just go, oh, you never know. You bring these guys together, and all of a sudden, there's the great things happen. But more times than not, it blows up in your face. Come on, you know how I feel about this Celtics team. They need to get younger, not yep. older. Dame Lillard coming off of an Achilles and 34 years old already. Bringing him in just because he's cheap isn't the reason to bring him in.
Right.
He's got to fit what your system is, the profile of your team, and he doesn't fit that.
Yes, it was C.J. McCollum, not DeMar DeRozan.
Agreed with you, yeah. I was like, that didn't sound right.
And you made me sound dumber by agreeing with me.
I did.
You emboldened my idiocy. But I agree with you. Like, shouldn't Tatum and Brown, the same duo that it's been for 8 years, shouldn't they're not old. They're not past their prime. And that's a 2 all-star foundation that you should feel comfortable building around, not desperate to, oh my God, we're going to lose this guy or he's going to age out. Or you could get, if you wanted to, it's not crazy to think you could get another 10 years out of Tatum and Brown. I don't know if you can afford them with the way contracts go and you keep tacking on numbers every time they sign an extension, but if you wanted to, you could have both of those guys be your core into their mid to late 30s. And that's like 10 years from now, basically.
I think that's the safest play.
Me too.
I think it's probably, it makes the most sense. They've been together for a long time. Why, has there been any real cracks in the relationship? It's been, little things here and there, but nothing that would suggest that they need to be broken up. So I'm with you. To me, it's safer to kind of love the ones you're with.
Yeah.
Than to bring in somebody from the outside that is, you can bring in like a KP, like a Kristaps Porzingis, but he's not going to be he's not the same player. He adds to the team, he's not going to take away from their shots.
He knew his role.
It's, to me, the safest play and probably the smartest play is just to keep the two Jays together.
Yeah, I agree. And the other thing is they've won. They've shown that they know how to win. Whatever the makeup was, they won.
You're right.
And Dame Lillard hasn't been able to do that. He tried to do it as the alpha. I'm the number one. Oh, doesn't work. I'm going to go to Milwaukee where I'm the number two to the guy who's already won. Oh, that didn't work either. So there's a little question of where he fits in sort of the winning culture of an NBA team.
And I'm big on, does the guy want to be here? I mean, Dame, the last thing he wanted was to go to Milwaukee. The Milwaukee was upset that he wanted to go rehab out in back in Portland.
With his family.
Yeah, with his family.
Because his family never moved.
So he doesn't want to be out on the East Coast.
Boston is further from where his family is. So it doesn't make sense.
Makes no sense.
Let's go to the phone lines because we did get a phone call here on your list. Mark in Cape Cod wanted to talk about Ted's list of favorite guys to tackle. What's up, Mark?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
We're good, man.
Yeah, I just I love the TED Talk with the running backs. Who were like your top 5 running backs?
Thank you.
There was a running back I thought I was going to hear in that unless you didn't go up against him. I was just interested if you went up against him, if you did, how he was. Eddie George.
Yeah. He's on my list,
Thanks
Mark.
Thanks for the call, Mark.
Mark, he was on my list, buddy. I didn't get to every, I had like 10 guys I enjoyed.
Yeah, I asked for 5. I had to pare it down.
But he's in my top 10, Eddie. Great.
Big guy.
He did run a little bit upward.
Oh, yeah.
So, so you could get into him a little bit. But Eddie was good, a really good running back. But he wasn't like the ones I mentioned.
Right. I mean, you were talking about Barry Sanders, Emmitt Smith, Terrell, Hall of Famers.
Yeah, like Hall of Famers.
Elite of the elite.
Yeah.
And Derrick Henry also fits into that with among the big guys. Like, he's Eddie George, but better, in my opinion. Derrick Henry is
definitely better.
And one of the
he's scary, man.
Most remarkable human beings, physical freaks, whatever you want to call it, what he has done, you talked about Earl Campbell, college into the pros.
Yeah.
Derrick Henry, high school billion carries, was dominant at Alabama, and now has gone longer than anyone would have thought in the National Football League as a workhorse, as like a 300 carry, you know who's getting the ball kind of guy. Yeah.
It's, you know, a lot of guys that play in the NFL, they have freakish abilities, but then you play against guys that are super freaks.
Right.
And Derrick Henry's like on another level from the rest of everybody.
Right. And like I put him on list, like I think Aaron Judge is in that world of too big, athletic. That's weird. You're not supposed to have all those tools put together in one package. He is he's definitely in that group.
But good call, Mark. You know, Eddie George, definitely honorable mention.
Could Derrick Henry stiff arm you?
He would be a tough. Yeah, I mean, if Jamal Anderson did and the Falcons got me that one time, then probably Derek could probably get me at the right time.
Look at that. You being humble and honest with your analysis.
Not consistently, but he could get me once or twice.
Let's see if you're humble up next. We got to talk about the Boston Red Sox, who some of the hosts on this show felt a little optimism yesterday. Come to find out, there was good reason. Their manager was talking about World Series trips and White House trips a year away and all these things. And then, then they started playing Little League Un-American Baseball last night to lose that game.
Started playing or have been playing?
Well, they brought it back. They had avoided it for a little while. They brought it back. Red Sox talk in a victory lap from Mr. Negativity. Ted Johnson up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.